America's Citizens Assembly on drugs is a commitment in the programme for government. 2017 Health Research Board figures show 376 people died from drug poisoning in Ireland. They're the latest figures from the Health Research Board. A policy response, though, to tackle the wider effect on communities of addiction and crime has failed over the decades. So is it time for something different? Well, we're going to look at what the Labour Party's motion says that was debated today shortly. But first, Ciara, what's the programme for government committed to? Policy change or just this consultation process?
I think from my understanding is the Citizens Assembly on Drugs is in the programme for government, and it's my understanding that a date will probably be scheduled for this in early new year. But it's also my understanding that the current government would like to kick this down the road further, and that it probably won't be dealt with as early as the new year, although they're saying that they'll set the date. But my understanding of speaking to people, that they'd like this situation to be kept away for another couple of months. Okay.
Just on the date, Mary Siri Kearney, they talk of a date being set next year, but is that a date being set for next year or a date being set next year for another year?
My understanding is that a date is to be set for early next year for the actual Citizens Assembly to be held. This is something that I have asked for. I am the chair of a drugs task force, so I suppose I hear on the ground what is involved, what is needed, and very much welcome the debate on it. But my understanding, Minister Frank Fian earlier, just before the summer, gave a statement that said, and that hasn't been resolved from at any stage.
All right, well, let's get into that Labour motion now and hear a bit from Labour Deputy Duncan Smith, who was speaking during that debate of an incident he witnessed.
A Garda car that was pulled over to the side of the street. One guard was in the car, the other was out searching an individual. What I saw spoke to one thing. It was the indignity with which that young man was being treated. He was being searched. He was wearing a tracksuit. And when it got down to the midsection of this young man, the guard pulled the trousers down to search in around his boxer shorts area. On a busy street, in massive traffic, in full view of me and I don't know how many others, that individual was not best served by what happened to him.
Éanna Reardon, you're calling for the introduction of a Portuguese-style model of treating drugs as a health issue rather than a criminal justice issue.
Yeah.
What are the key points of the Portuguese, in brief if you would, of the Portuguese model that you want to see introduced, and what do you think it would achieve?
Well, the Portuguese model treats people in addiction or with drug use issues as people and not as criminals. As Duncan quite rightly outlined there, what the system we have at the moment is that the system treats people, it's a massive issue of inequality, as criminals. So what the Portuguese model did 20 years ago when they decriminalised the drug user, and I want to be very careful with my language here because it was misinterpreted today, inevitably, by one rural independent. It is the decriminalisation of the drug user, not of drugs. So the drug user is dealt with purely and simply and predominantly through the health system. So what happens
in
Portugal?
So people can still be stopped and searched for drugs, but they're referred
on to the health
service.
What happens in Portugal if you are intercepted with drugs on your possession, which is clearly for your own personal use, is not a criminal justice matter. There is a dissuasion committee. You are then interfacing with a nurse, you're interfacing with a counsellor, you're interfacing with a doctor. And then that is the first opportunity in many cases you get of getting that wraparound service in order for you to begin your recovery journey. Now, there can be sanctions in the Portuguese model if you don't, come on board with the help that's being offered. There can be restrictions of travel, there can be fines. But what has happened over the last 20 years is that in Portugal, the numbers of people who are on drug treatment programs has gone down by 50%, and the number of people who have had fatal overdoses has gone down by 75%. Now, we have one of the highest overdose rates in Europe. And crucially with this, when you criminalise somebody, you dehumanise them because the policy is based around shame. And what happens in the political system is that you can have a cabinet minister, as I said today, who will put around the leaflet in her own constituency saying, look at me, am I great? I made sure that the local health centre isn't a methadone clinic. You can have a government backbencher who call people in addiction druggies and get away with it and still be chair of the Education Committee. And you can have this entire dehumanisation of people in addiction, which isn't serving them and isn't serving
But that's more of an attitude than a policy shift, isn't it? Because if you had the Portuguese model where people are being referred into the health service, they need to be treated in clinics and by counsellors and by everything else.
Absolutely.
So you could have local politicians still making the same kinds of arguments about not wanting, those kind of people in the area.
It is a shame that's attached to this whole issue, which is actually killing people. What's killing people more than drugs is bad drug policy. And if you were to look at this by any measure, you would consider this to be an absolute and complete failure.
Okay. Mary Siri Kearney, is there an appetite in government to look at a model involving decriminalisation, do you think? And if not, why not?
So I suppose there are two things there. First of all, we already have the health model in action. The employees that are the coordinators of drugs task force are HSE employees. The services come in under the Department of Health and are funded by the Department of Health in drugs task forces. And the model and the options and the pathways to treatment are along treating the fact that addiction is a health issue, and that is in the main. So that is very important. Over the last number of years, the funding on that has multiplied considerably. In the 2023 budget, we're up over 3 million of an uplift in the investment into drug treatment and into the services in the community. As regards the criminalising of the NA donors, is correct to be very precise in his language, and I really appreciate that. The criminalising of the person who is using drugs, there is a stigma to that. It is important that we have health diversion programmes, which is what we have. We have the youth diversion programme.
Right.
But we have health
diversion
programmes. So my own feeling of it is that if you look at JPC figures, you see that the figures around drug convictions, drug-associated convictions,
JPC
are disproportionate. The Joint Policing Committees. You will see that the figures are very different depending on the area. So this is an area that's associated with deprivation. So we need to be ensure that we also have a social model that is ensuring we have the youth workers, that we have the intervention that we have. And I see, I suppose, through my own involvement in the Dublin 12 Drugs Task Force, the extraordinary work on the ground, extraordinary...
And having seen it at face value or up close at the coal face and the work that is done, what's your own feeling on the decriminalisation question?
I agree that we need to definitely have that conversation. We need to make sure that we don't undermine the ability of the Gardaí to go after drug gangs who target children, who target the vulnerable.
And do you fear in any way that a decriminalisation approach would hamper the Gardaí's ability at that?
I just think that we need to, in the same way that there is precision, we need to be very careful that we don't in any way undermine
it. Can I answer that for a second? Because 70% of the drug cases are for possession for personal use. There are people in our drug system, in our court system, who are being convicted for possession of cannabis to the worth of €2, €4. It's a complete and utter waste. And this is the criminal justice system that's doing that and not, therefore, using those resources to tackle the gangs and the pushers rather than their victims.
Yeah, and I have to say I agree with that. I witnessed as a very early and beginning barrister, I witnessed a situation in one of our district courts where the district court judge put it to a young person that if he gave the name of his supplier to the Gardaí in an open court, that he would go easier on him when it came to sentencing.
Right.
Unfortunately, one of the Gardaí had to step forward and say, "Judge, with respect, that's a very dangerous thing to say in open court. You don't know who else is here." So, you know, we need to not have this view. Addiction is a health issue, and it's primarily that, and the funding supports that.
Matt Shannon, are you familiar with the proposal to decriminalise drugs along the lines of Portugal? What are your thoughts on it?
I have a certain sympathy for it, and I mean, the figures from Portugal appear to be impressive, to be fair, and I think there's a lot to be said for trying to take a different stance for a small amount of possession, for sure. And I think Aidan is right in labelling and stigmatising people. Having said that, we have a massive drug problem in this country. It is actually rising. The taking of cocaine, the taking of cannabis, they're all on upward trajectories, and they're in all parts of society. They're endemic in society, unfortunately. And it may be that at times what Aidan is referring to is in the deprived areas, maybe there's more active Gardaí surveillance or what have you, and they're getting the low-level drugs people. But unfortunately, we have a major, major educational component to deliver in this country. How do we interdict this demand for drug taking? And we've a lot of people in society who are taking cocaine who don't see themselves as part of the drugs problem, but they're a major, major component. We've a lot of people taking cannabis every weekend and sometimes multiple times during the week who think they're not part of the problem. So we've a major problem, and we've also have a major problem. If you speak to caregivers and paediatric people, getting back to that sector, they will tell you, psychologists and psychiatrists are telling you, they're seeing an inordinate amount now of children coming in, young adolescents, preteens and young adults with serious psychosis and with psychotic episodes and with paranoia as a result of just pure marijuana use, before we even get into the other drugs that may come along that gateway.
You sound like the idea is interesting, but you'd be reluctant to go as far as decriminalisation.
Well, I think
yet,
it's very
you?
Difficult for the guards in that instance. The guards ultimately trying to challenge this. Where are they going to challenge this? And that's a big difficulty. And I don't want to do anything that would make it more difficult for the guards to try and interdict the buying and selling of drugs in society.
Ciara Phelan, you began saying that you thought this might be kicked down the road. Do you detect a certain level of reluctance, a queasiness about the issue in Leinster House?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if there's much of an appetite towards decriminalising drugs. Maybe not now, maybe sometime in the future. I was in Paris on Thursday or Friday with the Taoiseach, and he was asked about Gene O'Kenny's legislation in which he wanted to decriminalise cannabis, and the Taoiseach said that he'd have a fear about the glamorisation of cannabis and how the impact of that can impact young people. So again,
such a stupid comment from him. Well, it really was such a stupid comment. Sorry, Ciara, but like, this is the same government that's telling us we can drink.
I'm not defending him.
I just cut across you, but like, this is the same government that's telling us we can drink until 6 a.m. Right? 100 people a year die from fatal overdoses of alcohol. Right? It's a serious social issue. Costs the HSE and the Department of Health, it's $3 billion a year. People are going to take drugs. People do take drugs. We have to have an honest conversation around this. And there is a social injustice element to this, because you can be quite sure the guard who Duncan described earlier as taking somebody's tracksuit bottoms down around his ankles so he could search him wouldn't happen in certain middle class areas of Dublin.
Right. Well, we all around the country. According to 2017 data, that 67% of the poisoning of drugs, admittedly there was a number of drugs in the mix, but 67% of them involved prescription drugs.
Right.
As well.
Okay, but there's a huge misunderstanding here about addiction. There's an assumption here that if you just that there's a list of things that are addictive, and if you take them, you get addicted to them, and then if you just ban them, then we'll be okay, right? As opposed to understanding pain, trauma, disadvantage, disconnection, which is the reason why people fall in to drug misuse, to alcohol misuse, into addiction, and then if they actually do come through a recovery scenario, right, despite all the stigma and criminalisation that goes through it, they have to go back and deal with the trauma in the first place. So this sort of, one-liner from the Taoiseach about glamorisation is just a complete head-in-the-sand approach to something that's literally killing people. And by the way, the last point I'll make here is about the injecting facility, which was legislated for in 2017, which still hasn't been opened, and government could easily have amended legislation to have a mobile clinic. And people are dying on the streets of the city this very evening from heroin overdose, because their lives are just not worthy enough for government to intervene in a real manner.
What we see is that the issue and all of the issues, including Gene O'Kenny's proposals, are something that are suited to a citizen's assembly, because we have to have an honest conversation about cocaine use, which is what in particular social circles is completely and utterly acceptable, even though it's fueling and funding gangland. So there are things like that that also need to be common, that there is this social stigma depending on what drug you're addicted to or you're taking. It's either criminal or not, and there's almost a snobbery about it. So we need to take all all the myths and put a little bit of honesty, inject a little bit of honesty into that. In 2019, Simon Harris, as Minister for Health, and Catherine Byrne, who was then the Minister on the Drugs Task Force, published a report of a working group that included people who had lived experience of drug use.
Right, but
and their outcome was not to decriminalise or not to legalise drugs and not to go down that route.
Right. Nobody's saying legalise.
Okay. No, but we need, Gina Kenny okay. is. So we need to clarify that.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.